A man came to the psychiatrist's office wearing two strips of bacon, one attached to each ear, and two fried eggs sunny side up on the top of his head. He sat down and addressed the psychiatrist. "Doctor, I'm here today to talk to you about my sister. Why is it so much easier to see the flaws and peculiarities of other people and largely remain blind to shortcomings in ourselves? Why is it that you and I are so quick to point out ways which other people need to change, but remain largely content about the people that we are? Even our habits hurt others we love." Yes, it's kind of a denial walking around with eggs on your head and pretending that everything is normal, but it's a denial that's largely unnecessary. The truth is, friends, that when you and I are able to admit our faults, when you and I can own the mistakes we have made, we are not submitting to defeat and failure. Instead, we're taking the first step toward healing and success. This leads up today to the parable that Deacon Dan just proclaimed by Jesus. An owner of a vineyard had two sons, and neither of them was perfect. The first one said no to his father and changed his mind and did what the father asked. The second son would have said yes to his father and done the father's will. A perfect son would have said yes to his father and then done the father's will. But few of us are perfect. That is why the hero of today's story is the first son, who originally said no, but then changed his mind and went to work in the vineyard. The good news of the parable is that with God's help, you and I can turn a no into a yes. The movement from no to yes is a fundamental pattern that is found in the scriptures in many ways. Peter denies Jesus, but later repents. Thomas refuses to accept Jesus' resurrection, but then becomes a believer as he beheld his master and said, "My Lord and my God." Paul persecuted the early followers of Jesus, but then converts to become one of the greatest apostles of the church. Later generations, the same movement continues. Augustine lived his earthly life in godless living, and then becomes one of the greatest spiritual teachers of our history. Francis of Assisi began his life in privilege and self-indulgence, but then changed his life in simplicity and poverty and service. An American from New York, Dorothy Day, once had an abortion, several attempts at suicide, gave birth to a daughter, and became Catholic, dedicating her life to the poor and marginalized, and is being considered as a possible candidate for sainthood. Edith Stein, who was born Jewish, was also an atheist, and she became a Catholic, became a discalced Carmelite nun, as her sister did, and she became a teacher and professor, one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century, was annihilated in Auschwitz with her sister and many others. The point is, we need not be ashamed moving from no to yes. Whenever we follow that pattern, we find ourselves in good company. But if we follow this basic Christian movement from no to yes, we must start by admitting our denials. We must begin by owning that there are ways in which we say no, ways which you and I are flawed, ways in which you and I need to change. So what are some ways that we need to say no to in our life? What are the ways that we need to change? The Gospel Day calls us to own our shortcomings. So question, do we find ourselves judging others, being impatient with those who think or act differently than we do? Are we prejudiced to those of a different race or religion or nationality or sexual orientation? Are we prejudiced toward the young or the old or in between? Do we find ourselves so concerned about our own needs and desires that we're ignoring our responsibility to people in our life? How often do we get so caught up in the details of life that we turn ungrateful, forgetting to thank people who serve us and help us day after day? Whatever flaws we find in our life, whatever mistakes you and I have made, they need not control us. Our past does not determine our future, and our history is not our destiny. The good news, as Jesus reminds us, a sin can be forgiven and is forgiven, because God always forgives people who sometimes forgive and nature never forgives. Likewise, a flaw can be mended, and better yet, a life can be changed for the better. Throughout baptism, we are part of a community. We're part of a mutual support society where sinners become saints on a daily basis, where those who judge learn to understand, where those who think only of themselves become servants of others and instruments of God's peace. And so what good news God speak to us today, this day, first day of October? With God's help, our words no can become a clear and glorious yes. Yes, Lord, let it be not my way, but your way too.